I would like to thank today's sponsor, Cloversoft. If you're someone who wants safe and affordable products that are good for the earth, Cloversoft has your answer. A leading provider in Singapore and the region, Cloversoft has achieved a strong market presence and is reputed for its high quality, eco-friendly and safe household products. Cloversoft works hard to empower individuals to be the hero we have always wanted to be to Mother Earth. This is done through making affordable, safe and eco-friendly daily consumables accessible globally. Their goal is to facilitate convenience for this change into every household and business, from 99.99% antibacterial hand wash to unbleached bamboo organic antibacterial wipes. They are soft and very handy in times of need during travel, trekking and emergency situations. It doesn't have any artificial fragrance which doesn't linger in your hands. It's not only a good product for babies, but also adults too. You can go to cloversoft.com.sg to find out more. Have you ever wondered or found yourself gazing at the clock at exactly 22:22, wondering why you so frequently meet people on born on the same day of the month? Or why does your lucky number show up in the most unexpected places? Either way, it's hard to deny that numerical patterns seem to present themselves to us in mystical ways. Every year has a unique global vibration that we all get influenced by. So for those of you who are interested in knowing how numerology can support your journey as an entrepreneur, then listen in to hear what Jacqueline has to say about it and what 2023 has in store. Hi, my name is Rayson Chu and I'm your host for The Regacy Show. And today it's our honor and pleasure to have invited an amazing numerologist. Her name is none other than Jacqueline Ng. Well, Jacqueline is a certified practitioner member, CPM, with the Association International de Numerologues Asia. So Jacqueline has been practicing numerology since 2009, giving consults mainly to top corporate honchos as well as advising individuals on how to overcome challenges in life. Since then, she has also been giving private coaching and was often invited to conduct customized seminars for corporates on using this science as a profiling system. Well, without further ado, let's welcome Jacqueline into the podcast. Woohoo! Yes!
Thank you, Rayson. Pleasure is mine to be invited on your show today. We have been talking about it and I'm really excited for today's show. Reason being because that we are actually at our last week and today is 29, all right? Mm-hmm. So the last show I did with someone else on LinkedIn too, it was also on the date of 29. So it has actually a significant meaning. Yes. So 29 is 2 plus 9 that give you 11. 11 is actually a master or a spiritual number in terms of numerology perspective. So it's also is a very intuitive number. So therefore, I am on the show today. It's all, planned out by the universe that I'm on your show. And so therefore, I'm also able to share more with the rest of the audiences for what is incoming in the year of 2023.
Yeah, definitely. This is something that we're going to talk a lot about later on as well. We're going to dive deep a lot about numerology. But of course, before we actually touch on that, we have some questions about you that we were going to ask you as well. And before we actually go on to the podcast questions and everything, so how have you been? It's been a long time that we have actually talked about things and all, but thankfully yesterday we had managed to have a quick catch up as well, and we managed to get to know what's going on in our lives and what we've been busy with. So so how have you been?
Oh, I'm good. In fact, I can't be any better. In fact, life has been tough on me this year. But then again, so because of the difficulties that I do face at certain part of this year, but what didn't pull me down, make me stronger, So I'm actually in a very positive mode, and I tell myself I must live in the present. So that's the meaning of what the year is for me. So I hope with this show, I hope to encourage everyone to take a look at ourselves and tell ourselves that being alone is not a being is nothing being frightening. So learning to be alone, in fact, is actually a self-care, because many a time you need the me time and my self time together for us to rejuvenate, and so that we have a clarity of what we want to do and go forward. So that is the coming meaning for those individuals for the year, 2023, which is a meaning of year 7.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're going to talk about year 7 and 2023 more later on. And I just want to ask you, can you share, because my audience is actually quite global, and most of them are actually based in America. So can you share with the audience a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Okay. Basically, I'm a mom of two. All right. And numeric profiling, I would say numerology, is something of my passion. And I'm very thankful for that. That passion turns into interest and hobby, or whatever you want to call it. And I've been teaching and training in these two. Okay. I won't call myself a numeric coach, because I think coaching is very broad and wide. Rather, I would focus on the individual and understand where the individuals are coming from because of the inner ability that we all have. Now, I know if I'm going to say this, many coaches will hate me and throw rotten eggs at me. But but I just want to say is that numerology is giving you the idea of who you are, what are your strengths, and what are your weaknesses being built upon. So that would drive the intrinsic or the inner value or the motivation from you yourself. All right. If you want, if you don't want to move, no amount of coaching, no amount of high performance would make you move. Let me put it this way, very bluntly. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. This is something that it seems like, you know, numerology is on top of NLP and all the other coaching, high performance coaching and all the other coaching in a sense. But jokingly. But of course, I do know that everything comes together as one in a sense. We all need all these kind of things together to make it more meaningful and more interesting in our lives as well, in terms of numerology, in terms of astrology, for example, or even coaching and all this other stuff. And just want to ask you, right, you know, before we actually dive deep into the main focus of our interview, our listeners would love to get to know you a bit better. So can you tell us a bit about your backstory on how you became a numerologist?
Okay, first and foremost, I'm a mother of two. So I start to pick up the numerology after the birth of my second child, which is actually my daughter. Yeah. So from there, because things happen earlier on, and I was in a very lull cycle period of my life, right? Of course, needless to say, depressions all came in. Nothing to hide. I'm just sharing why I got into that path. Right. So all this thing happens, and suddenly a question pops into my mind. Why not find out what is in for me? And understanding myself probably through the lens of numerology will give me more insights of who I am, what are my strengths, and what are my weaknesses. So I since then, I fall in love with the topic and I dive deep. Of course, I read a lot, and I also listen to I read a lot only on my topics of interest. Okay, I'm not like you, Rayson. I know you're very well read. Look at your shelf behind, right? But for me, I'm selective. Reason because I don't have much time being a mom. So growing up, I actually applied numerology on my kids as well. So I see the good and the potential, or rather the weaknesses in them. So I actually apply it in my own family first, right? Because they have to be my guinea pig before I actually can, you know, walk out that path and to tell people, hey, you know, this is your strength. And there's no way I can, otherwise I will not be able to pick up the speed that I'm doing right now. Because I always tell my students when I run a class, I always tell my students, numerology is so easy and it's so convenient. You don't need to sit in front of the computer and to answer all sort of questions, be it DISC, MBTI, or, you know, anagram, NLP, or all sort of psychometric tests, right? You just need to know your ABC, your 1, 2, 3, that's it. And you can read anybody at any time, anywhere.
Okay. Okay. Wow. Interesting. So it sounds like you are somehow like a mentalist in a sense, right? So that's by reading the name, by telling the number, you'll be, or the birth date, for example, which we're going to talk a little bit about it later on as well. You can actually tell the person's personality, the characteristics, or even their strengths and weaknesses in a sense, right? So I find that, you know, at that time when we actually have a conversation through WhatsApp, you told me that, hey, this is who you are, what's your strengths, and what's your weaknesses. And I was like, oh, wow, that is very intriguing, very, very interesting for me, because I've never thought that somebody can just look at the person's name and birth date and you can straight away tell the person that, hey, this is you, this is who you are. And to be honest, it wasn't a fluke. I thought it was really, really on point. Really
Thank
on
you.
Point. Everything
Thank
that you have said to me was pretty on point. So I was like, oh, wow, this is something that we got to get it. And just nice, you know, we are ending the year with a bang, like what Maverick was telling us earlier. So this is something that we're going to have an enjoyable conversation that we're going to have. And of course, you know, everyone who went through their cycle, their journey of being a successful coach or trainer or numerologist for yourself, I'm pretty sure you have made some mistakes and even failures along the way, right? So can you tell us, like, do you have a favorite failure of yours, and how has that failure or apparent failure set you up for later success?
Okay. Well, I'm no saint, and I am definitely, you know, I'm just like anyone else that I have my ups and downs. Okay. Failure mean, well, the failure that you refer to, I think, would be that love cycle that I was in. Before that, I was a very confident person. I was very confident and I'm very positive. Those who knew me know that I'm always very, very positive, and I don't let negativity affect me. So I think, to me, positive frame of mind is very important. But things do happen, and I can't blame anyone, but due to my own callousness and also a form of greed that comes in. So I had a big loss. I had a big loss, and then it was so bad that that was really that 2-3 years of my life was a lot. And it happens to be, and it was challenging because I was also expecting. So physically, mentally, it takes a toll on me. All right. But I told myself that if I don't get out of the state of mind that I'm in, I will never be, because I don't want to spiral down, right? Yeah. Instead of spiraling down, I tell myself I need to cut, and I need to. So I tell myself negativity have to stop in my mind. I keep telling myself every day, so stop. To the point that I forced myself to do all the things that I do, and I started to. And I'm very blessed because my mom came, and she gave me this newspaper article about numerology. Okay. I was like, numerology, numbers? Are you sure? I feel maths in school. I can't count. I can't do math.
Okay.
And then she said, okay, it's up to you. But I do not know why. And there's a call inside me, my subconscious mind, just say, hey, take a look at this. And since then, I deep dive, and I attended, of course, I attended the talks organized by the organizer who, you know, and all that. But I asked myself, is there any other way that is better and faster? So that's where I developed my own system, and I actually tweaked along the way. And based on my observations over the years, as well as my knowledge and reading, I created my own system, which was very effective, because I have done that in front of many people, and I can't lie, I can't bullshit. I've done, you know, 100 over packs of seminar, and all these people are random, which I do not know. I just pick any one of them. I can just read them on the spot. I've done that before.
Okay. Wow. Awesome.
And so later on, from failure to success, I think that is something that I'm very thankful and grateful for, in knowing numerology. I think it actually not just changed my life, but it changed my mindset. Yeah. So I try to see the good in people until otherwise they're proven.
Okay. Understand. So that means, you know, when back That was when again? Like 2000.
That was back. That was almost 2009? Close. No. That was close to 20 years ago. That is about 2004. So
2004.
So coming close to about 19, 20 years already. So that took a toll, but that was almost but I'm also believe that time is the that can heal. So but I didn't allow myself to mellow down in a long time. I didn't allow myself to do that, and I don't want to, because I guess my baby then was my son, gave me a lot of strength. And I tell myself, I need to be there. And I can't be so irresponsible thinking of my own comfort and escape from life, which I need to turn that failure into a success. So I hope I answered that question. And that is also my turning point. From there on, and then I told myself, I just want to do my best. And the birth of my second child came, and that got me interested in to deep dive even further, why me? And you know, from why me to why not me. So I now I'm very happy to why not me, and because it's the why not me, it becomes the why me.
I hope
that makes sense to you.
Yeah, so meaning to say that when you are actually looking at things in that manner, in terms of why not me, it kind of shifts your perspective on why is it me that I have to do this, and why not me doing certain things, in a sense, right? So for example, like correct me if I'm wrong, if let's say you are supposed to be, for example, doing a seminar for 100 packs, but then somehow or other another person is doing 1,000 packs, so you're asking yourself, why not me doing that 1,000 packs? And then slowly it becomes a why me, because I'm here to impact more lives, so that's why the 1,000 packs started to come into your life, in a sense, right? Like you're attracting it, in a sense. Am I right to say
that? Yes.
Understand.
Yeah. I love your interpretation and your explanation. Well done, Jason.
Thank you. So, okay, then now, next question will be this. So, what's the best piece of advice you have ever received from your mentor?
Well, constantly creating value for yourself, and do not be afraid to earn along with others if there's an opportunity and businesses. Reason because is that if you don't create the value and people stop partnering you, you have lost your worth. And lost your worth in the sense that how are you going to contribute to the success of the business, right? And that's why,
right.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to say it in a dialect group in our local Hokkien way, but I thought maybe it would be interesting for the your international audience to hear this from a local. Okay, the mentor said this to me. You know, he says that I will explain that in English later, but allow me to say it in the local dialect. He said this to me. Lui mai kia lang tan, si kia lang mai tan ni zun, le zu bo ge ji. Okay, in other words, money don't be afraid of letting people earn. Okay, if you want to earn, we earn together as a group. Everyone benefit is a win-win. But if you don't and you're selfishly keeping all these things to yourself, you will not grow and you will not reach the space that you want. So don't be afraid of coming together. When you lost that, right, then when people stop coming to you, you lost your value, you lost your worth, and you will probably even not earn what you have to or want to. Sorry.
Yeah, I understand. Wow, this is really profound. And man, that is something that is a gem that has been given to you, because without this, right, you would have gone that other way, because you were once greedy, as you mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. So probably your greed will come in again, and then after that, it will make you want to keep more of those money and not distribute it to others, in a sense, or share it with people to earn together. And that's where it will affect your earning power. And not just that, it will affect your value, your self-worth in your community and the business, in a sense. Am I right to say that?
Yes. That is, I thought that was very good advice. And I learned from that. Of course, along the way, I also have others who share with me their wisdom, their nuggets of wisdom. And I'm really very blessed with that. So and I'm not a one-sided person. So as much as I share and based on what I know, right, that's where I run a lot. I mean, I run the classes teaching numerology. So mine is I don't advertise much. All right. And even if I do, it's a lot of self-promotions for myself only, just to let people know what I do. Right. But many a time people come to me privately. It's all through word of mouth. So for that, I'm very grateful and thankful for that word of mouth, because they always believe in what I do, especially in my work of numerology, which I believe must have impacted certain people. And so they are actually spreading the good words for me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, like they definitely would have been spreading a good word for you. If not, you wouldn't be known for what you have been doing, and you wouldn't be invited to radio stations to speak in Singapore, right? So yes, that's why it's something that really, that's really good for you, and you have a lot of people who have been praising your works as well, and. I'm really, you know, grateful.
Thank you.
I'm really grateful that you are here with us as well. So now I would like to ask you, right, now that we have known something that your mentor has given you, that real, really good golden nugget that you have actually shared earlier. So can you share with us, like, if you could have a gigantic billboard anywhere with anything on it, what would you say?
Oh, wow, that's a deep question.
Yes.
That's challenging, but I try. Okay.
Okay.
If I can have a tagline on the billboard, I would say that, change within yourself before you can change others.
Ah, wow, this is really awesome. Yeah.
Change within yourself before you can change others. Yeah. Because without knowing our strengths and weaknesses, how are you going to impact others? Because without knowing what you can do or what you can't do, how are you going to lead? How are you going to impact? And how are you going to influence? Or how are you going to even change? I'm not a person, I mean, to have such big dream to say, oh, I want to change the world. That takes a lot of capacity. I'm not Mother Teresa, all right? I don't think I can be like her. But what I'm trying to say is that you can start small with yourself, and therefore using yourself as a lead to impact people around you. And I think I have been able to do that through my work in numerology. So I'm definitely an advocate. Because you see, a lot of people think that, allow me to say a bit more, a lot of people think that numerology is a superstitious subject. And I have people, you know, sending me messages and say that they disagree with me. Fine, everybody are entitled to their opinion. I'm not stopping you. All right, but the thing is that what I'm trying to say here is that understanding yourself through the eyes, or rather through the lens of the numbers itself, would give you some, you know, thoughts and stimulate your mind. Hey, so I really behave this way as what Jacqueline has said. It actually, and then it gives you kind of self-reflection. I have many people who actually was quite skeptical, but end up coming to me and attend my class and been following me and become my advocate and fans, all right? Because they are my numerology student and friends, right? And I have a community of them and a group of them that follows me through. And I constantly update share with them what is happening around the year and what numbers and how it can impact individually. I hope that reach out and help. But you see, the thing is that, like I said earlier on, I don't really go into coaching, not because I don't believe in it. I do, but it is only good for adult, or at least a youth way, or a late youth, to change your behavior, to change your behavior, to motivate you. Like, your coach will see you once a month and then make you do accountability, or at least there's a list, the to-do list that you need to do, and then you tick, 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 tick. So my question is, after that 6 months or after that 1 year, you know, do you still want to pay and continue? Or do you think you can pick up the habits that you have formed for the last 6 months or 1 year to be truly who you are, and truly, truly ask yourself that questions, that you can be so motivated and upkeep and with the energized upstream to continue doing? If you can, I'm very happy for you. Then probably you are on 4 or 8, because discipline comes in play. But if you are not, you are just a very playful kind of person. You just want that that 6 months to 1 year to see where you go, then you're probably a 3 or 5, because you do not like routine, but flexibility is more greater. So you see, that's where I apply numerology in that sense. Yeah.
Okay, understand. So yeah. Meaning to say that it doesn't matter who you hire as a coach. What matters is how effective it can be. Because like you mentioned to me earlier, not just earlier, I would say yesterday as well when we met up, you actually mentioned that even if you sign up with Tony Robbins, doesn't mean that you will be the next Tony Robbins or even exactly. The better version of yourself. Probably you will be a better version for a while, but it's not prolonged because yes. of the thing called motivation. Because motivation is only can last this much, and it's going to just fire you for a while. And then next moment, after a while later, once your energy dips after, you know, walking on the fire and whatever not, that he is pumping you up with all the mm-hmm. exercises that we have done with him in UPW and Date with Destiny, for example, it's going to be just for a moment and not for a lifetime, unless if we are as disciplined as him and we keep practicing it every single moment or day that we need to, right?
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. Now, I share another example. Mm-hmm. So, you see, there are people who approach me to ask me to get into their coaching or rather be their coachee. So I'm open. I'm not saying no to coaching. Don't get me wrong. I'm not right. so high-handed. Just that whenever before I start any coaching, I always ask the coach, do you mind sharing with me your full name? I don't even ask them for their date of birth. Just give me your full name. And I can read them faster than they can actually diagnose me. So, I mean...
Okay.
I mean, I can read them faster than they can diagnose me, right? I probably, from right. their name, just like what I did with you, Rayson, till today, I do not know your birth date, okay? To be very honest with you, I only know your name, Rayson. I take your first name, Rayson.
Okay.
So, likewise, I will just read their name. If they can just share with me their full name, you know, name itself is very open, so there's nothing to hide. Just share with me your full name. I probably can read you based on your name, and I will assess and I'll ask myself a lot of questions. Is this the person that I want to learn from, or is this the person that I want to get coached for or by? Sorry, you know, okay. you know, they can coach me. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Can I just say hi to a friend? Hi, Angie.
Sure. Hi, Angie.
Angie has been with a LinkedIn friend for a while, so I really appreciate her presence to support me for today's show.
Yeah. Yeah. Likewise, and we are not just having people from Singapore, but or Malaysia as well. We are having people from US, people like Michael, people like Jay, J. Cole, he's watching as well. We have Maverick, we have so many other people that's watching, tuning in right now as well. And just wanna ask you, right, you know, we just now mentioned a lot about books. You said some things about books, and they are something that you are pretty selective with. And unlike me, I have so many over here, right? Some of them, I've read them. Some of them, yet to touch it. I'm still in the process of reading quite a number of books this time around. Mm-hmm. So I just want to ask you, right, what's 1 to 3 books that have impacted your life so far?
3 books or 1 book?
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't hear.
One to three books.
1 to 3 books. Okay, primarily I have a mini library. I have a mini library of I wouldn't say 1 to 3 books, but can I rephrase it in such a way that is the topic that I'm interested in? So I only focus on the I only have 3 topics that it actually capture my attention. Number 1, which is of course my pet topic, numerology. Okay. Number 2 will be about behaviors, which means that human behaviors, and is anything. For I also read books on Enneagram. I also read books about MBTI or all the psychometric. And these are the books. And at the same time, the last but not least is cookbook, because I love to eat.
Okay.
I love to eat. Right. So I love to eat, but I love to eat. So I like cookbook. And cooking actually is therapeutic. Not cooking, sorry. Correct me. Eating is therapeutic for me, because I love to eat, right? So therefore, you know, the sides are I'm putting on the weight, but I can't help it because it's something that I just enjoy, right?
Yeah.
So I always feel that food is something to connect with people. Food is something that is a common language, the common denominator where you gel people together, or drinks per se, right? Because, you know, you just want to chill and relax and not talking into some heavy topics and all that. So, you know, just, okay, if someone says something, okay, forget it. Just have a, you know, just cheers, you know, everything. And then the mood will go back to normal rather than the tense part. Yeah, so these are the three things that I like. So I like to read about all these things and like what food from where and what drinks from where. These are the things that intrigues me. So if you really say that I have to, so I don't really can pinpoint, so sorry, I can't really pinpoint to 1 to 3 books, but I think one book impacted me quite a bit will be Tuesday with Maurice. That's this time. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah, by Mitch Albom.
Yes. Tuesday with Maurice, and also there's the book, it's about the rat. There are 4 rats. I can't remember the title. Who moved my cheese, or who eat my cheese?
Oh, move my cheese. Yes.
Yes. These two books impacted me.
Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah by yeah. If I'm not mistaken, it's Jonathan Spencer or something like that.
I just cannot remember the author. Oh. Yeah.
Awesome, yeah. Awesome. Wow, these two books are awesome.
Yes. Yeah, why I just give you, because the Tuesday with Maurice not only impacted me, but I think I also make my husband, my son, read. It's about life. It's about what do you want and what you can do. And I think the author actually put it across very nicely, and how what life should be and all that. So it makes a lot of people think through what we can and what we can't do. If you cannot do and you keep forcing it, you are only going to make yourself more miserable because you fail, right? And then it's like an ecosystem. So when you are disappointed, then you become frustrated, and then you become depressed. And then, you know, things just go round. And I don't want that. I don't want that. So I prefer positivity. Totally. Right. And for Who Moved My Cheese, I read that because I thought it was quite interesting. You know, you use the rat or the mouse as it's just like human being. If we go this way and we keep hitting the wall, then why not move other way and look for your cheese somewhere else? And then look at different directions, right? Be more dimensional rather than just one-sided. So I thought these two books kind of like impacted me. Otherwise, I wouldn't remember till today. Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Wow. No worries. Thanks. And wow, these two books are something that you can actually go to your nearest bookstore or go to the library and borrow it. These are the books that will give you a different meaning and perspective about life and about management and things like that. So you guys can actually check it out. And of course, now we are going to the main focus of our interview, which is numerology. Okay, so can you tell us more about what's numerology and how it works? Because we only heard about the birth date and the name. Can you share with us more details about it?
Sure. To me, numerology is an application of both science and art. So you see, the thing is that numerology, a lot of people come to me and say that, hey, are you the fortune teller? Oh, hey, are you? Yeah, it's because I read them very fast and I was quite spot on. So many a time people think I'm the fortune teller. I think, no, I'm not the fortune teller. I don't read your fortune. I don't go around reading people, right? I don't do face reading and whatever, or palmistry. I don't do all this. I just do one thing, and that's just number. I'm just using the number to decipher you. And I think it gives me a lot of insights about who you are. And many a time there are many people who claim that they know themselves very well, but many a times when I actually tell them who they really are, they were shocked because they are in denial. You see, the reason why people are in denial is because they don't want to face the truth, and they don't, because truth always hurts, and it's a lot of pain, right?
Right.
So when I speak the truth and I tell them, and it hit the nail onto their head, they was like, oh my God, you're scary. You know? I even have friends who tells me that, hey, I feel very naked in front of you. I say, don't feel naked in front of me, because I don't want to imagine, okay? But I say that it's just that, you know, you feel that way. Is that because I was able to, you know, read you in such a fast manner that it shocked you? Because I don't have any pen and paper with me. I was just, all these are, because I already know the number, right? So I can just read you. Yeah, so just how what I do. with you over the phone. Remember, Rayson?
Yes, I remember.
I was just talking and face to face sharing. I also said the same thing to you. And there was no paper or pen in front of us all the time. I just share with you. Yeah. So numerology is not superstitious. I just want to correct a lot of people's mind. Okay, it's actually a tool, just like any psychometric tool. It's just that it is a bit away from the mainstream. There's no list of questions, or there's no table of questions for you to answer in order to get your profile and your report. So therefore, people think that it's mystical. People think that, you know, not the mainstream kind of thing. But if I may share this with you, is that everybody, you know what is SWOT analysis, right? SWOT analysis.
Right.
Quadrant, the four score. Now, the same thing apply, right? So you match your strength with opportunity, and then you match your weaknesses with your threat. So this is a SWOT analysis. So knowing your strength, okay, through the lens of numerology. Now, this is management. I'm using application here. So don't think that it's a mystical subject anymore. I just want to debunk that myth. All right.
Sure.
So using a SWOT analysis, understanding what is your strength to numerologists, because we all have our strength. And then when the opportunity comes, you match it, and then you will move up. You will head north.
Mm.
And then knowing what is your weaknesses and what are the threats that is work against you, and then so you mitigate the risk, you lower the impact. So from the high and the low, the impact, this is your growth in between. So that is your growth.
Okay.
Yeah, strength with opportunity versus your weaknesses and your threat, right? So one is to mitigate, and then one is to go up. So you need to move upstream. So the in-between will be your growth, and that is the impact. So why not capitalize on the impact? And be it whether you are an entrepreneur or you are a salaried worker, this will be your growth, and that is quite significant.
Okay. Oh, interesting. Oh.
Yeah, so you see the things that people don't realize that. And I've been educating. So these are all the things that I share in my class. And when I say that, then we really realize, like, oh yeah, but how do you know what is your strength? Then, of course, come and attend my class to know your strength and weaknesses.
definitely. And when will your class be, by the way?
Because I don't do big classes, and most likely to be in end of Jan or early Feb, because I thought that it'd be good for people to enjoy their Chinese New Year. But again, I can actually do a one-to-one with you, teaching you. Then I will customize your time together, you know, then I'll come and fit into your time. Yeah, I can do that too.
Understand.
If you want to know, in the new year, I can do that too. Because I have people who are private bankers, all right, to housewife, to students, undergrad, that come to me and just get some clarity on what they're going to do and going forward. Yeah.
Okay, understand. Wow, this is awesome. Well, so for those of you who are tuning in, just stay tuned for the update on her next class, okay? Because it's going to be amazing. You're going to learn a lot of things, not just about 2023, but also about yourself, okay? And I would like to ask you, right, you know, does birth date reveal one's natural talents and weaknesses?
Yes. You see, we are more than one. We are more than one number. Let me put it this way. We are more than one number because not only your birth date, we also look at your life path, which is the totalities, the total sum of your birth date. All right. So let's say, for example, someone born on, let's take a very easy, 12 December. I don't need your year. I can read you already.
I
can read you based on just by knowing that you just tell me. You see, the thing is that there are some people who are comfortable to give you their name, or like in your case, I just read you based on your name. If not, you just give me your date of birth and your month. That's it. I don't even need to ask for your year. I can roughly size up you in a very fast manner. Of course, this will not be details because there are still certain numbers that I lack of, right, which I will ask you. But then again, it depends on whether you are keen to reveal your age by giving me your year of birth. So there are some people who are very sensitive, but mind you, I don't need that to read you. I can just decipher you on the spot.
Okay, well, how about this? Let's do a live demo. I give you my date of birth, and then you will see what you're gonna say from there. Okay,
Okay, you just give me your month. Just start off with your month.
Okay, start off with September.
So September is your birth month, huh?
Yes.
Am correct. I right to say? Okay, so that's a 9. All right. So September is a 9. So then what is your birth date?
My birth date will be 21st.
Okay, that's 2-1. All. That's all I need from you. 21st September. Rayson, congratulations. You are in a good hand number. 21 is a lucky number. Oh. Why? Let me ask you this question. Why? There's a lot of people ask me. All right, 21st is actually a 3. So you are a 3. That's why you are in the creative mode of work. Like, for example, all your shows, your talk shows, all these are expression. 3 is an expressive number. It's an expression number. So that's why your legacy shows, all this is a representation of who you are, the other side of you. Apart from your calling, which I mentioned to you earlier on, right? Which you are in the healthcare sector to help people, because that is also your calling. But on the other hand, you do not want to let your creativity go stifled and unknown. That's why you started all this, and you spend a huge amount of time, effort, and cost in upgrading yourself and in terms of your equipments, like, you know, doing your shows and all that. Okay, I'm very sure you do and go and do some research. Okay, how can I improve my mic? How can I improve my studio? How can I improve you do all this. That's how it builds up slowly into your your legacy shows today.
Yeah, totally. Oh, wow. That's really, 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 really correct. I mean, it's really spot on again. Wow. Okay. Awesome.
And 21st, coming back to the earlier part that I mentioned, why is it a good number? Let me ask you, for those of you who go to the casino, I don't advocate gaming here, but I'm just drawing examples. Okay, when you go to the blackjack table, what is the highest winning? The numbers are 21, right?
21, right.
Exactly. Right. That's where you hit the jackpot 21 or you get a blackjack, whatever. All right. So that would give you the 21. So that's why I say 21 is a lucky number, because on the table, if you have 21, you win. All right, you win.
Right.
All right. Okay. So that's why I say 21 is a good and lucky number, because it's about people coming to you, but at the same time, you also have a lot of you also a bit reserved, because you're also asking yourself, if people are coming to me, am I doing something right or am I doing something wrong? So what should I take? So there were a lot of this kind of question that you like to ask yourself too, being a 3.
Okay, I understand. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. You read me like as if we've known each other for 20 years or like as if I'm your son.
Yes. You see, being a 21, you have a mindset of winning. Because like I said, in a casino, right? I always draw. So I draw you back to the casino table. 21. So straight away it tells you I confirm win. But they must, and the law of Murphy might apply, because if the dealer also have 21 or at least have a blackjack, you know, they win you over. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So this is something. So that's the reason why as a 21, you are confident in what you do, but you just need to boost up a bit more in terms of your self-esteem or everything like that. And a 3 itself is also about a vanity number. What I mean by vanity number?
Okay.
Vanity number. Yeah. Okay. Vanity, not vanity metrics. Okay. All your likes and love on your LinkedIn or your social media. No. Vanity number is also because it's also a person that not about dressing well in top to toe branded stuff, but you take pride in wanting to look good and wanting to look your best, and you want to present your best to people. You see?
Yeah, well, I agree. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's something that I want to share with you. A lot of people don't realize, and you know that there's this there are people who say that how come my method is very, very different from the method that is available in the market, because they spend a lot of time and money advertising. All right. I will not. I don't want to mention about the other method, but I don't use that, even though I know how they do the calculations. I don't use that because they kind of put fear into people. They coerce people into believing it. That's not what I liked.
Oh, okay.
So I came out. That's why, you know, you ask me, I can just tell you straight away. I there's nothing to hide. Right. I can take another number from the floor. All right. Or, you know, I'm okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm, yeah. So of course I'm just sharing with you on general, that there's more to it, but I can't just, because of, in favor of time, perhaps we can take this offline next time.
Yeah, sure. No problem. It definitely will come to you again, because this is not my first time having this kind of chat with you. And it's really, really mind blowing when you share so many things about me within just seconds, with a snap of a finger, like Thanos. You can just say everything just like that.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I just want to ask you, right, you know, this podcast is mainly for entrepreneurs, but they would definitely be curious on how numerology can actually support them.
Okay. I will say that first and foremost, let me start with the broad 2023. 2023 is a universal year number 7. How do you count that? 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 3. Yes, that the totality of the number is actually a 7. So 7 itself is actually a number for introspective. It's a lot of inner you, a lot of the inner calling. This is a general, so it not it impact the whole world, you and me and everyone else. But that is just on a broad-based basis. Yeah, so don't be surprised that the year itself is associated with, individual and independence. And more people would either, decided to come out on their own to start a business because they just want to do it for themselves and not work for others. Nothing wrong with that. Or they are people who decide that they want to give up the business and they decided they want to go back to work for people. These are all self-awareness also. So nothing wrong with that. But it's just that it's a number that is quite philosophical because it's an intellectual number. And so you don't be surprised that there will be a lot of people going into, the studies of spirituality, or in law, in human resources, and these are the people that will probably take up courses in this form, that is more human centric or in service general. Or there are people who go to the extreme where they quit their job and they decided to go some Thailand retreat to do some yoga or Pilates. These are all the signs.
I see. So this is how it will support entrepreneurs to, for their businesses, in a sense.
Individual and entrepreneur. For the entrepreneur, the business partner, then because, like I said earlier on, 7 is an intellectual number. So therefore, for next year, coaching, mentoring, training, education, these are the sector that will thrive. So you are in that space. Congratulations. On top of that, on top of that, like I mentioned to you, all the retreat, right? So unless you're creative enough, you can customize trips. And with COVID, not so tight on the rule anymore. So you probably can customize, a few friends or some interested party to work out in the gym or do retreat, meditation. Yes, this kind of space and this kind of business will thrive also. Like a customized tour. Customized tour and travel to the, maybe who knows, to the Himalayas mountain or to some cave, you do meditation, yoga there, and that kind of thing. You just want to detox, and that's the meaning for 7. So these are the business that you can go into. And on top of that, I would also encourage people to go into learning, because 7 is about learning, right? So there will be people wanting to upgrade themselves might not necessarily be just in terms of academic qualification, all right? It can also be interest group or hobbies, like perhaps making dim sum. You can start a culinary school, food in that sense, right, to cater for the demand of people who enjoys cooking and eating and they find it therapeutic. Yeah, these are all the areas that you can go into. I made a video already, and I will not reveal my video until 1st of January. So watch my video.
Okay, cool. So for those of you who are tuning in, you want to know more about what is going to happen in 2023 in your sector, be it coaching, be it probably finance or anything else, you want to go to Jacqueline's profile on LinkedIn and Facebook and add her in, and you're gonna see what she's gonna talk about in terms of this and how your businesses will thrive in that time. Okay. So stay tuned on 1st of January. Okay.
Yeah. And last but not least, I also would like to share, because last year, I said this year, 2022,
okay,
I make the video about the outlook for 2022. Of course, now we are coming to an end, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I mentioned that green is the color and the business to get into. What I mean by green, my last video that I made, I was wearing green, and I purposely make that message very clear. All right,
okay.
Green in the sense that because seven is also about introspective, right? A lot of people will have the kind of awareness in them. So going green meaning about climate change, about environment. So if you are in the trade of rock and bone, you know, in our local term is all the galangguni, you know, the galangguni, so it's about upcycling or recycling businesses that you want to go into. Congratulations, you're on the right track, because green will be the focus. It's a residual energy coming from this year 2022 to spill over to 2023 or 2024, because so green is the thing, and I already anticipated that, right? So I help insurance company, especially the advisor, on the kind of funds that they can advise their client based on the client's profile to buy in. So that is also one area that you can, because I don't mind. Ethical Insurance used to be my client, and I was invited as a guest speaker 3 times to give the outlook and the kind of individual numbers. So this will actually help people to know what they can be protected, or what kind of businesses they can go into, or be it a saving, or at least their investment going to which sector. So as an entrepreneur, perhaps you can pick up some of my tips, and then you might be able to thrive for the coming year. But then again, this is like a general. We still need to look at individual personal year number. That's a term called personal year number, and that's where you make a more decisive decisions. Or the intent decisions that you want to go into. So that is that's why it's called the universal year. But we still, universal year applies to everyone, like I said again. All right. But personal year is individual, you and me. So we can have a different number. Yeah.
Okay. So meaning to say that it might be 2024 that will be the year for me, for example. And then yours will be 2025 or 2023, for example, next year. Right. Yeah. So different people have different personal year. Probably it means like success, accomplishment, betterment of their lives and all this other stuff, right?
Yes. I need to debunk the myth. There is no worst or best number. Each number has its strengths and weaknesses. It's just that you need to anticipate and know what the meaning of the number is, so that at least you can prepare, like I said, mitigate the risk, or you can move upstream to ride on the wave. So the difference between the risk and the gain is quite substantial, and it's up to you to manage. So that is actually the SWOT analysis that I'm trying to bring into, and then that's how you position yourself, whether this is the kind of opportunity that you want to take, or you minus the threat. So you relook at this, and then then you strategize accordingly. I hope this helps some entrepreneur. Or the kind of businesses that you want to go. I believe I shared quite a bit.
You have. And of course, you know, you have shared a lot about how numerology can actually support entrepreneurs and your forecast for 2023. And of course, that special color that you mentioned is green in color. So everyone who want to be prosperous and lucky, just go and buy green color and wear green color stuff.
No, not green color. It's a green business. Green business. Green business to be in. Upcycling, recycling, all this environmental, the green business. It's okay. But you bring out the good point. Green is a color of wealth. Green is a color of money. So keep a $5 note, or at least keep a green note, a note that is green in color, in your purse or your wallet, right, to bring you some abundance of well luck.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Wow. So those of you who are tuning in, remember to have a $5 buck and don't spend it. Okay, just keep it in so that it can give you that abundance and luck in your life and in your pocket. All right. And
yes,
of course,
yes.
I just want to, I'm just curious, right? You know, since we are talking about colors and you said you wore green color and you talk a lot about that, you know, for that video that you have actually posted out this year,
wore this year.
Green,
yes.
and it was referring to the green color and the green businesses and all this other stuff, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
How about the color that you're wearing now? Does it represent for 2023?
This is actually my personal color. I would say that my personal color for myself, I don't like to stick to white or black. Even though I do wear them very often. But because I'm positive by nature, I like my wardrobe to be lots
colorful.
Of color. But yeah, but today, maybe because of the screen, I'm actually wearing a dark maroon, brownish.
Yeah,
brownish maroon color. So that is because I just feel like today in my mood. But starting from next year, you'll probably see me in more red.
Wow, okay. So that means
more red
and
orange.
Red and orange
will
be the color for next year.
For next year, for Universal Year 7, can I just give a quick advice? There are people who actually ask me, all right? But in general, I would say that purple, lilac, okay?
Purple,
indigo,
lilac.
Indigo, these are the colors that is associated with the Year 7. Or it can also be darker shades of blue or
darker shades of blue.
So maybe you... more towards the winter shades of colors.
Winter shades of colors. For those of you who are tuning in, wherever you are staying, you can actually try this out. Okay, wear those colors and see how it brings your luck too. Of course, I'm not saying that you will not have challenges. You will not face difficulties. That's bullshit if I tell you that, you wear all these colors, be way more luckier, you have that $5 note and you have be way more abundant. No. I'm just saying that with all this, it will tweak a little, but still you'll face some challenges along the way, and it's all up to you to actually overcome them and how you actually make 2023 a brighter and better year for yourself. Wow, thank you so much for all these golden nuggets, and we are coming to the end of the podcast, so I have one last question for you. Oh, but before I give you that one last question, I just saw Janice actually mentioned this. So she said that she has been seeing this 22-22 on the clock quite often. So what does it mean? Can you share with us a little bit more before we go to the last question?
Sure, 22-22. So two, there's all together, there are four twos, right? So 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2. If you add up the total, that's 8. All right. It also means that you have developed a special interest in the material aspect of your life. All right. So perhaps some material gains or some good things that you plan to do are coming to manifest that thoughts, to manifest that idea. But on the other hand, you must also be aware that every number has its good and pros and cons. So what comes with the wealth aspect, it always carry a stress, especially when it comes to it. Stress means responsibility, accountability that comes with it for the gain that you want to have. And it can also mean that because it's 22-22, if you can break it down to 4-4, so you should also embrace peace, because if you break it down 4-4, 4-4 means it's stability. 4 is a stability number. That means that you also want to build something stable. It could be your income for your retirement plan, or you want to do something, let's say, to start a charity fund or build some foundation, for some charity or group or whatever. So it depends, again, like I said, what she wants. But in general, it is a number of impact. It is a number of execution. It is a number of prosperity and wealth, but comes with accountability and stress if you are okay
Okay, understand.
Yeah, I hope that answers the questions. Yeah.
Yeah, I hope it answers the question for you, Janice. And of course, for those of you who are tuning in, definitely every strength has the weaknesses. Every profit has its negative as well. So I agree with what Jacqueline has mentioned earlier. And for those of you who are interested to know more of what Jacqueline has to say about 2023, so you guys can actually go to her profile to check her out and probably, you know, can add her and wait till 1st of January, which is just a few more days time, and you get to see the video of her prediction for 2023 in more details. Okay, so
yeah, not prediction, forecast, but I enjoy what you just said. Thank you so much for the summary. But Rayson, can I just share something in a very quick manner with all the listeners to tune in? All right, because numerology comes in a 9-year cycle, so I just want to give you the keywords for each and every number. So may I start with 1? 1 is about renewal, new beginning. 2 is about feelings, identify your own emotions. 3 is about creativity, okay, social. 4 is about stability. 4 is about stability and hardworking. 5 is about adventure. So 5 is about risk-taking. 6 is about nurturing and family. 7 is about self-awareness, you know, the inner you to discover. 8 is about authority and power, recognition. 9 is about closure, ending, letting it go. Thank you.
Whoa, okay. Wow, this 9 numbers. So that means to say that these numbers are actually representing the year, I believe. Or is your birthday?
It's about that itself in general is about your characteristics. And it can also apply to your personal year number. Like I said, 7 applies to everyone. But how do you actually take the 7 years, the 7 number to apply to your individual, then that comes down to the calculation of your personal year number. That itself is another, we need another session for that.
Yeah, definitely. We'll go for another session for just exclusively for the Legacy Show fans and the family. But of course, you know, that's something that is really interesting and something that I never thought that I will, you know, be learning so much from you today. Wow, thank you so much. And now to the last question. So, Jacqueline, imagine this. You suddenly lose everything, your money, your reputation. So what will you do from day 1 to day 30 to save yourself?
I will go and work in a restaurant or fast food restaurant, for example. I'm not going to advertise, but some fast food restaurant that will have a system and structure. So for that 30 days, I learn how system and structure works. All right, because I know what is my strength and what is my weaknesses and what causes me to fail. So if that's the flop, first and foremost, I need to get myself mentally strong, get a job, put myself into that job, and every day going to work to learn and then see how the structure flow. And then that 30 days and ask myself questions. What do I want to do and what can I do and what more will I not get into? I mean, as in the kind of mistakes that make me fail, so that I will avoid. So with that, with the clarity in mind, I want to make myself to spiral up rather than allow myself to spiral down. Because in reality, if you are down, no one will help you. And I guess it's human being. You call it pride or ego, whatever you want to call it. Sometimes it's very difficult for us to open our mouth to seek help, especially in the Asian context and culture. All right. So for me, I rather shoulder this myself, because no one can shoulder the pain for you and the kind of down luck or the kind of the difficulties you are facing. You just have to go through it. So whatever that I go through doesn't kill me, it make me stronger. So maybe who knows, I might be just working in McDonald's for 30 days and by doing that, the manual task on a routine basis, it give me some tweak. You never know.
Yeah, true. Well, I agree, and probably you also, like what you mentioned to me yesterday, that you go and sleep first before you go and work and all this other stuff, right? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I mean, you know, it's not easy to actually go through this kind of setback if you were to go through it, or anyone who's tuning in or who has appeared on this show before to go through that cycle of failure and grief and you know, disappointment and all this other stuff. I'm pretty sure they would have done the same thing as you as well.
I hope so. I hope that I hope through this show, and thanks to you, and I think you have been doing a lot of good by having all the different speakers and interview them based on their strength and what they have been doing to educate and to engage with the audience in general. Okay, and that provides entertainment too. Okay, so the 3E for you, I think your legacy show, the 3E works, thrive on engage, education, and entertainment. So you are doing one. Yeah, you are doing wonderful show. Yes.
And, thank you so much.
And yes, and today's this platform give me the opportunity to share with your audiences and to clear the mind that numerology is a mystical or is a, you know, superstitious subject. I hope that would give some clarity to many people. Thank you.
Yeah, it does. I mean, it is something that, you know, I've learned a lot today, that it's such a science. There's a science behind numbers. I thought it's like, it's just some, you know, astrology, some history kind of thing that we're going to learn. But no, it's totally different. And it's something that's also very entertaining. And it's educational for us as well. And it allows many people to engage with so many people who are tuning in. They were, you know, messaging me as well on your topic. So really, really, you know, grateful for all of you who are tuning in as well. And really grateful for Jacqueline to actually share so much about all this, you know, all this golden nuggets with us. So Jacqueline, where can my audience find you on social media?
Yeah, I'm not very active on most platform, but I believe I am on LinkedIn. All right. So LinkedIn, you can see me posting on a weekly basis. So this is a platform that I use the most, and I'd like to stick to it. So, and besides, this is actually a professional platform, and I hope to build a professional friendship and relationship with every one of you on LinkedIn. So do check me out, because my name is Jacqueline Ng, but please key in numbers or numeric, the word numeric, and then you'll be able to find me, because there are too many Jacqueline Ngs on LinkedIn too.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. So for those of you who are on LinkedIn, you can actually find her at Jacqueline Ng Numeric, and then after that, you get to see her. All right, so with that, I would like to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to this podcast episode, and really, really amazing. You know, this is like what Maverick mentioned earlier, that we're going to end 2022 with a bang, because we have Jacqueline on board to share about her forecast for 2023. So for those of you, you know, who love this podcast, who love this episode, can share it with your family and friends and your colleagues and let them know about this. Okay, so take care, everyone, and stay tuned for the next episode of The Ragsy Show. And here's wishing everyone a happy new year in advance. Okay, so see you. Bye-bye. Thank you, everyone, for listening to another episode of The Legacy Show. I hope it has enlightened you. I hope it has brought you to an epiphany where you realize that this is where you want to go and this is what you want to do. So I hope you will continue to support and also at the same time like, comment, and share this episode out to your people, to your family, your friends. And not forgetting that we have just created a Telegram group. It's called The Legacy Show Family. So you can go and check it out and let us know how you find this group is serving you. All right, so with that, I would like to thank you once again. See you and stay tuned for another episode of The Legacy Show.